Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back. It is a magical Monday here in the studio. So happy to be here with you all, as always, in all ways. Going to dive into the mysteries once again here in 3D space time. And see if we can find our way to a few hack codes, a few cheat codes, so that we can create more of what we want. Actually, it's not cheating. It's just playing with an understanding of what the rules actually are, as opposed to handicapped codes is what we've been using oftentimes in our lives that have been handed to us, oftentimes ancestrally from our family. Going to talk a little bit about that sort of thing today, actually. What do you know? Before I do, I would like to take a moment and read a review on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews. Not only do they help us to reach new people, but they definitely fuel my fire to continue this labor of love. And so if you haven't had the chance or taken the chance or taken the time to review on iTunes, I would greatly appreciate it if you do. If you don't, that's okay too. But it definitely gets me going when I wake up to this sort of a review. And this one came in from Michaela Lee, and the title is Anger Management Through a Positive Head. Today, my boyfriend and I were driving down a local road and we saw a few people standing on the road. We were already going much slower than the 55 speed limit, but slowed down to 15 to the people split up to the sides of the road, so we cautiously crept by. One boy was across the street from his house getting the mail, and what looked to be his dad and brother on the other side of the street. The dad whipped his arm out to point at the boy getting the mail as if we hadn't seen him, and gave us a dirty look, and then lipped something. The action made me furious for whatever reason. Anger just totally engulfed me that this father thought for a moment we were somehow in the wrong and going to endanger his son. I wanted to go back there and slap the father, and as soon as I had thought that thought, another thought slapped me in the face saying, "Why are you feeling such hate that if you want to involve physical force to a person you don't even know in a situation where you don't have any context whatsoever?" This thought consumed me all day, so I got on CastBox, sorry iTunes, and was looking for a new podcast to listen to, more along the lines of consciousness, so that's what I typed in, and there was the Positive Head podcast. I clicked on it and was drawn to episode 472, chapter 18 of Oneness, and wow, it was as if you read that chapter just for me. It described exactly what I had felt earlier today, that acknowledgement of seeing your emotion that is brought forth by whatever occurrence and understanding where and why it is occurring, what message is trying to teach you, so you can then release, and if you don't see it right then the same sort of reenactment will keep reoccurring until you understand and fully grasp it to be able to let it go. That statement made me realize how this scenario earlier today had been happening a lot lately, and it really resonated with me a whole awful lot. I then skipped to your interview with Belinda Womack, and she talked how Earth is just a school, so we can be taught lessons of fear to better understand and realize the power of love, which meshed beautifully with the first episode I listened to. Anywho, I know this was an incredibly long-winded. I just wanted to let you know how my guides brought me to your lovely show and taught me an amazing life lesson about using mindfulness to understand and accept why certain scenarios play out or keep playing out. So yeah, message received, universe, and I'm now a lifer to the Positive Head Podcast. Thank you so much for all that you do, Brandon. I really dig the waves that you're putting out, not only on the radio waves, but the woo-woo kind too. Truly beautiful and inspiring stuff. Much love, Michaela. Oh, Michaela, thank you so much for taking the time to review and sharing this story, because this is how we grow. This is how we learn together, right? We've all had these moments of being triggered, and triggered beyond what even it seems rational. You can kind of look at yourself and say, wow, why did I react like that? Well, it's this deep-rooted, anger that's bubbling up. Obviously, it has more to do with, it goes well beyond just the situation at hand. That's just acting as a trigger to bring out something that is inside of us, right? And when you have those moments of, hold on, what am I doing here? And catching yourself in the act, what a blessing, right? It's always happening for you. It's teaching you something. Why is this happening for you? Well, it led to you searching for something online. It led to you finding this podcast. You're a lifer, a proclaimed lifer now, which is great. I'm so happy to hear that. And so did it actually served you, right? The situation is always serving you. It's always reflecting back something for you to learn about yourself or to gain, new awareness, gain a new show that you're listening to in this case. So isn't it a wonderful thing as you start to make the shift from just reacting? Those triggers are okay. They're good. They're part of what's pointing where we need to pay attention. The real difference is someone who's triggered and is lost in that and stays there. And so they can continue to repeat the same pattern over and over and over again. And in this case, Michaela is triggered, and then all of a sudden awareness came into the trigger, self-awareness. And why is this happening? Why am I doing this? What, and it led to further exploration within herself. And that's really the key here, right? Everyone out there is really just acting as a sort of a bouncing board, if you will, for you to see and further understand, have further clarity into who you are, where you are, what you're up to, what you need to pay attention to. And so when you realize that, you no longer are so mad at the guy pointing his finger at you and judging you or whatever was happening in this case, right? Giving a dirty look and making assumptions and all those things. That person, completely unaware that they're really there to serve you, they're actually working to help you further clarify these issues and to bring them up, pull them to the surface, right? So that's why your family, they always say, if you think you're enlightened, spend a week with your family, right? These are the people who are really in your life to help trigger you and to bring those things to the surface for you to explore. And so, my hat off to you, Michaela, for doing the work. You're getting it. You're understanding what it's really about. So it is a beautiful thing to behold, and thank you for sharing it. And yeah, so moving right along, now that we've covered the world of iTunes and reviews. And oh, by the way, if I think I mentioned it last week, actually, now that I think about it, we finally have Spotify playlist. If you search for the Positive Head Podcast songs, you'll find the playlist that the lovely Lex has been putting together for us. And actually, if any of you had checked it out previously, there was an issue. It's kind of ironic and funny, where all these extra songs that were not ever played at the end of the podcast were added in to this playlist. Like, there was some death metal, there was some really just like music that I decided to go listen to it randomly the other day. And I'm like, hold on. I do not remember playing like black metal at the end of any episodes. So anyway, we figured out what went wrong. And kind of funny that the Positive Head podcast songs, if someone randomly found it, they're like, wow, this is an interesting show. The Positive Head podcast. And here's like the most heavy dark metal you've ever heard mixed in with all these like light, beautiful songs that I play. And it was I found that rather ironic and amusing. So if any of you guys listened to the playlist and were confused, there was an issue trying to do an automated import from SoundCloud. And yeah, it should be rectified now. And if you haven't ever checked it out, you can, just like I said, search for the Positive Head podcast songs. Also on SoundCloud, on our SoundCloud page, we've put together playlists as well of these songs, because a lot of people are asking, you know, what song was that you played? Where can I find it? And so makes sense to have a playlist. And better late than never, we got around to doing it. All right. Well, let's see here. Today's episode, what I want to talk about a bit more or dive into is some questions. I've been answering a fair amount of questions lately. You guys know I love getting my questions from you. It's a great way for us to connect, share, and for you to co-create these episodes with me. And so if you haven't ever written in, please do so. I'd love to hear your questions. Brandon@positivehead.com is my email. You can go to the Positive Head website and drop a line right through the contact page. You can also post on the Facebook group, which the person today did that I'm going to be reading the question from. And the Facebook group is Positive Heads with an S. And this particular question came from Adrian. Adrian said, how can you tell the difference between feeling something with your intuition versus having a feeling that is fear-based, rooted in past trauma? My intuition has gotten so much better in the past 6 months, even with little things. Yet, I find myself struggling to tell if the fear I feel in my current relationship is my intuition or simply my fear of abandonment and trying to avoid heartbreak. Do I need to resolve these issues to ever really know, or should intuition feel different than having anxiety about a situation? What a great, great question. It's one that I certainly can relate to myself, having dealt with my own issues of fear at time. And, you know, it makes me think of something that I heard Esther Hicks, Abraham talk about a while back, saying a positive emotion, it's your intuition. If you know, emotion is all your higher self is always going to be based in love. If it's negative, it's coming from your mother. And obviously that's kind of a jab at moms. But in my case, it's like my mother's very loving, by the way. But I can really relate to the idea of having fear passed down from my mother. My mother is very always been very fearful of something happening to her children or grandchildren, and just, you know, a lot of like, oh, don't go near the water. I mean, like crazy, like, you know, fears that just are laughable almost. But that some of that stuff gets passed on, right? It's we're related on, you know, biologically, energetically, spiritually, DNA, you name it. It's all connected, right? Especially with your family and your parents. So I would say, you know, if it's something to first become aware, like in my case, having some of those same fears at times for my son, right? Fearful something would happen to him, unrealistic fears. I can observe those as something that is not really intuitive based, but based in fear. And so one of the great measures that Abraham talks about is anytime you feel negative emotion, you and your higher self are not looking at things the same way. So if there's a lot of negative emotion there, you're out of alignment. And, you know, it's like you can also think of it like two different things. Like, let's say sometimes we're faced with a decision, wanting to go this way or not wanting to go that way. It's two different ways of looking at the same thing. So, you know, if you are inspired, if you're feeling loved based, if there's not a lot of negative emotion charged, that is a great indicator that you are in line with your higher self. And if you're in line with your higher self, this is where your intuition comes from, right? This is coming from like a sort of a knowing beyond what maybe you would know just from the data, you know, that's in front of you with your, you know, five senses. So that's a big one. You know, how are you feeling in that moment? If you're feeling fearful, I would say it's hard for for intuition to get through, because your higher self cannot, does not view things from that perspective. So you're out of alignment in that moment. And so how can you have intuition coming through if you're based in fear? So I believe this is something that will come through. Well, actually, you know what? This is probably a good time to hear a couple other people's thoughts on this. I found some good clips, relatively short. One is Teal Swan talking about intuition versus fear. We'll listen to that one first, and then we'll play right afterwards. We'll play. This is someone I have had not heard before, but I really liked her perspective on it. Tess Whitehurst. So both of these, one is called Intuition versus Fear. I found on the McLeod Yasamo YouTube page with Teal Swan. And then on the Tess Whitehurst YouTube page, Fear versus Intuition, How to Tell the Difference. Let's listen to these.
Okay, hi. Wouldn't be a true blue workshop without some kind of technical glitch. So, where was I? I don't even remember what I was in the middle saying. Oh, okay. In the beginning, when you're trying to decipher whether something is clear guidance or not, there's no way for you to 100% know. That's why, as you progress through your spiritual practice, clearing shadows, becoming more and more conscious of things, it will become more and more obvious to you what is truly projection and what is intuition, and then you won't even have to ask that question anymore. You're going to know when that aspect of you is essentially interfering with your intuition. But if you have the time, and you're not in a split-second decision scenario where you absolutely have to decide to follow your intuition regardless of whether or not you doubt it, it's a really good time for you to work on any potential shadows that could be present in the situation to see what the result is after the fact. So this is especially accurate when you've got fear. Intuition is filtering through you from a higher perspective where emotion does not exist. What I mean by that is that you can feel outside this temporal physical reality, but you cannot experience emotion. Emotion is the result of neuropeptides, which is in fact a translation of a previous vibration. So when you're receiving genuine guidance from the universe, it's not going to come through usually as intense emotion. It will most likely come through as a just knowing. But if you're ever in that scenario where, let's say it's, you've got to make one of those decisions, it's a big decision in your life, but you don't have to make it immediately, and you're worried that there might be some kind of interference from your unconscious mind, from your fear centers instead of from your intuition centers, I want you to act as if it is purely your fear centers. Act as if it is purely a projection, and work on that fear and that projection. What you will find once you do that, once you truly face that aspect, is that after you clear through that, become more conscious of it, the true intuition will be underneath that. And sometimes the true intuition will stay in alignment with what it was originally saying. It'll be like, no, you can't do that thing. Or else, it will completely shift, and the intuition will be, yes, go for that thing. In fact, all that it was your fear or your own self-sabotage that was getting in your way of that thing. So, yet again, to reiterate, if you're ever in that scenario where you have some time to contemplate whether there has been some influence and it's not pure intuition, treat it as if it is pure influence from your subconscious mind. Do the shadow work involved in that particular process, and your intuition will remain intact. It will not go away. It will be much clearer after the fact.
Hello, it's Tess Whitehurst, and today our topic is intuition versus fear, how to tell the difference. Because for those of us who are awakening to our intuitive gifts, and you who are watching, you have intuitive gifts. Believe me, we all do. All humans, I believe, do have intuitive gifts. But those of us who are drawn to metaphysical topics, definitely who are drawn to videos like this and books that I write, you are especially ready to activate your gifts, and they are probably already activated in many ways, and it's just a matter of learning to discern what is what. So sometimes we can get a feeling of fear, and then we can think this might be an intuitive hit, and it's hard to tell the difference. So I thought I would give you some tips on navigating the difference between intuition and fear. first of all, divine messages, and that's what we're tuning into when we're tuning into our intuition, messages from the divine, from the part of us that's one with all that is, and the divine helpers that are constantly surrounding us and helping us. So divine messages are always accompanied with love and safety, not with feelings of fear. Now, it's not that simple though, because when you're also just a human being in the world, you know, you have feelings of fear that come up that might get kind of mixed in there with the intuitive hits. But because, you know, for one thing, our body knows a lot, and our body is giving us messages all the time, and often our body will give us a signal to avoid something. So for example, it could be that we're thinking, oh, should I go, you know, to this party? And then we have this feeling in our gut, and then we're like, ooh, this, you know, we can interpret that feeling as being fear, when really it's just our body just going, you know, I don't think that's in alignment with us. So that's just our brain interpreting. So what you can do is just become mindful and go, oh, I'm feeling this feeling in my gut. That might be my body signaling me to avoid this place or whatever it might be. Or this food, you know. Then our minds did evolve to be aware of threats in our environment and to fear them. I mean, that there is a purpose for fear. It helps us to not get run over by cars, you know. It helps us to do a lot of to survive. So to just be aware, yeah, that's my human brain. My human brain is aware of threats and is afraid of them. And also our brains do get in habits. I mean, that we want to make sure that we're not in a habit of fear, because we can actually shift the chemistry of our brain to get into a habit of not fear, because our lives aren't as dangerous as our ancestors that, you know, from whom we descended. And they evolved to be aware of a lot of threats that were really present. And we don't really need to have that much fear anymore, but it's still in our field or in our kind of brain chemistry. So for us to kind of notice, you know, I don't really need that right now, and just to shift into, oh yeah, I'm safe. And then it's easier to tap in when we're relaxed, when we remember that we're divinely guided and supported, we can just be in that kind of grounded space of safety. So it's easier to tell the difference between evolution, body messages, and divine messages. And then there's also this. So when we move out of our comfort zone, by definition, we feel uncomfortable. But if we stay in our comfort zone, we get bored and we don't realize our goals, you know? So there's that. So it's important to notice that too. Is it your intuition telling you to avoid something? Or is it really your comfort zone kind of not wanting you to kind of put yourself out there and be vulnerable? Because we do have to experience vulnerability in order to take risks and in order to experience the life that we really, really want to experience. So that's another little thing we got to tell the difference between. Divine message or just kind of me trying to stay in my comfort zone. So the overriding way to begin, I mean, just awareness of these different factors at work in our mind, body, spirit is important, but also what's really important is meditation, mindfulness, and tuning into the divine regularly. So if you're not sure, you know, is this fear or is this my intuition? You can just take a moment. Oh yeah. Okay. Taking a moment, breathing, coming into the present moment, tuning into the divine, calling on help from the divine in a way that feels powerful for me, remembering that I'm safe, remembering that I'm in the perfect place at the perfect time doing the perfect thing, and everything is perfectly unfolding. Now, what is it? Is it me being afraid of moving out of my comfort zone, or is it actually an intuitive hit? I'm being lovingly signaled to avoid something. When we stay mindful, when we stay tuned in, when we make a habit of relaxing, breathing consciously, it's much easier to tell the difference. Also with the comfort zone thing, you can tap into, there is a rush of joy when we think of putting ourselves out there and then realizing what we really want to experience. So if it's a party, maybe it's us wanting to stay in our comfort zone that's signaling us to stay home, when really there is a little bit of joy when we think of meeting new people and connecting and being seen and known. So tuning into the joy can also help. And you can also do an oracle card reading. Any way that you can take a moment and just tune in, breathe, tune in, just try to kind of like sort it out, go within. And oracle card decks, if you have one, those can really help as well. And if you don't, you might check them out. You might check out mine, the Magic of Flowers Oracle Deck. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope it has been helpful.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about Function Mushroom Elixir. I originally had the founder of Function on episode 1856 to discuss the incredible healing power of mushrooms. Since then, I personally started taking the elixir regularly, and as someone who is not super sensitive to stimulants like caffeine, I was very pleasantly surprised by the boost and legal buzz it provided me. The elixir is designed to not only increase energy, but focus and libido as well, and it accomplishes all this with a mix of ethically sourced, high-quality lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms, ginseng, guarana, ginger, goji berry, rhodiola, holy basil, and lemon. It is also super easy to take in dropper form. So if you're interested in trying out the fantastic Function Fungi Elixir, head over to positivehead.com/shrooms and use code positivehead at checkout for 10% off. So, yeah, so Teal's definitely onto it here, I believe, with emotion is typically not involved, right? It's just a knowing. Genuine intuition comes from outside emotion, your higher self. It's just a knowing. If you have time, she says, look, if you're timed, it's not an on-the-spot thing, and you're worried and you have fear taking over, or you're wondering, is this fear or is this intuition? Act as if it's fear, and then do the shadow work, start working on, you know, this projection, working through that projection, going into it and seeing, what is here? And when you go through that, and you'll find underneath is the true intuition that you're looking for. So a lot of times it can just be these things that are coming up that you need to deal with. And so, yeah. And then at that time, it's like, okay, now I've worked through this thing. I've confronted it, confronted my demon, so to speak. And now your intuition may still say, hey, yeah, do this or don't do that. But I believe the emotional charge won't be there. It won't be based in fear. It's just more of a knowing like, this is the direction for me to go, not that direction. I'm feeling called to do this. I'm not feeling called to do that. And just that very subtle guidance is not going to come through from higher self with all this fearful stuff. That's the biggest thing to take away here, in my opinion. And this is very helpful to me as well. It's like, if I'm racked with fear, that's not intuition. So, you know, there you go. I believe that is the best takeaway. But, you hear pretty much the same thing from Tess Whitehurst. You know, she says divine messages are always accompanied with love and safety. And then, of course, your body can give you a message like probably not best to go to this party. And then you can take it and turn that into something fearful. So if we recognize when fear comes up and remember that we're divinely guided and supportive at all times, then we can focus. We can take a moment. We can ground. We can do things to ground our energy. Deep breathing, the most powerful thing you can do to ground yourself if you're feeling in that state of fear and you need to tap in. Take a quick moment and deep breathing. Just think of it like this. As you expand your breath, you expand your ability to perceive, to deal with situations, any of those things. You can't be lost and racked in fear or anxiety when you're breathing deeply, because that's like a physical way to connect, right? Think about it. Like, go next time you're mad, really angry, do 5 deep breaths and see if you're still angry. You can't do the two together. It doesn't, you know, so this is a way to take a physical step to actually ground yourself. I love this add-on that Tess adds. Hey, you know what? Yes, it can be confusing because you get the indicator and then you interpret it with your brain that's so overactive at times as fear. And, you know, now you're kind of lost and confused. Okay, let's do physical things to ground our energy. Let's deep breathing. Let's take a moment to do a quick meditation. Also asking the question, is this just pushing up against your comfort zone? Because as you grow and develop as a spiritual being, that is something that's going to happen time and time again. You're going to be pushed to become more of yourself. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt said, do something every day that makes you uncomfortable. All of your everything you want is just outside your comfort zone. So can that be misinterpreted as fear and something I need to be like, I'm in danger, I'm threatened? You know, we got to understand our ancestors. It's in our DNA. Like they truly had things to worry about, like getting eaten by a lion when they're walking, you know, walking home from work. Right. So we're not necessarily needing to think in those same terms, yet it's still wired in us. So becoming aware of those things, and these are ways to go from sort of the monkey mind into your higher state, is using these techniques like, you know, deep breathing techniques, meditation. And then she goes on to even suggest, hey, use something like intuitive guidance system, like an oracle deck or something like that. Some of you guys may feel inclined to that, love to play with those sorts of things. Certainly an interesting way to explore as well. So yeah, I think we've covered this pretty well here. You know, it's always asking yourself, do you prefer to feel frightened or inspired? Get inspired, get in touch with your intuition. And oftentimes that fear is just hiding behind it, just been behind it. It's just asking you to give it its attention so that you can transmute it into love energy and free it up, because it's representing some sort of blockage in you. So as we do this together, it is a joy, a pleasure, an honor to share and experience this with you all. I hope this helps. All of you listening, I hope it helps you, Adrian, to some degree, in some way, shape, or form. I know it helps me. And until next time, I do have a wonderful track to leave you guys with. This is Michael Kiwanuka, some kind of pronunciation there. Michael Kiwanuka. Let's try that one. Yeah. The song is called Home Again, and love this song. Hope you guys love it too. Until next time, journey well.
One day I know I feel home again, wrong again, wrong again. One day I know I feel strong again, lift my head. Many times I've been told, all this talk will make you. So I'll close my eyes, look behind, moving on, moving on. So I'll close my eyes, look behind, moving on. Lost again, lost again. One day I know I'll pass through course again, smile again, smile again. One day I hope to make you smile again, and I won't hide. Many times I've been told, speak your mind, just be. So I close my eyes, won't look behind, moving on, moving on. So I close my eyes, and the tears will clear. Then I feel no fear. Then I feel no way. My past will home again, home again. One day I know I feel home again, wrong again, wrong again. One day I know I feel strong again, lift my head. So I'll close my eyes, oh, look behind, moving on, moving on. So I'll close my eyes, oh, look behind, moving on.